You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Monday morning to you. Mike McNamara for a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. On your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning so far, wherever you be. Yep. So, my sons kind of bug me because they're like, they become Amazon ordering, like, losers. Yeah, like, just, like, things that men would make, my sons order now. Yeah.
Why would you make that? You can order it on Amazon.
Because I'm a man. That's why I make it. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, I mean, the whole world. I mean, so now men are even further reduced. Instead of people that used to provide and do all the things men used to do, now you're just another Amazon ordering loser. Yep. Yeah, I don't. I'm not for that, man. I'm not for that. I'm not for that. I think like you could make it, right? You could go out and make it with your hands. It might not be as pretty, but you can make that stuff. So go make it. Go make it. Yeah. So, anyhow, I don't like it. I don't like that, we don't do that.
I mean, you can buy it on Amazon.
Really? Dude? Interesting. The, Grant Newsham couldn't join us today. Fired up about that. So we'll catch up with Grant on, what's going on in the Western Pacific. I fought with my, I did some like, it's been so wet here. I haven't had the opportunity. Oh, wait, before I talk about that, I have to say this. I'm not the biggest Kellyanne Conway fan in the world, right? Because she is part of that which I do not particularly care for, okay? And that which I don't particularly care for is the political class of the country, because to me, they have such an important job, and they are so not doing it very well. It's disturbing. And so, Kellyanne Conway, and so she's it, right? She is the snarkiest, whatever, right? So, I see a soundbite of her early this morning, and she says, and they're talking about the deal that United States reached with Mexico relative to security on the border. So Kellyanne Conway says, "You now have the Mexican government doing more than the Democrats relative to immigration and fixing what's wrong with immigration." I started laughing. So, anyhow, I talked a couple weeks ago about getting up early and PTing. Now, just so you know, that's not my choice. Okay, my choice would be to lay in bed, right? But it's the only time of the day, right, that you can make sure you do it, that you have control over. So, I mean, that's my conclusion. After 61 years of life on the planet, I've concluded that there is no other choice other than getting up early if you want to sustain it. And you can say, "Well, Mac, I go to lunch and I PT," and I'm like, "All right." But once your day starts, I would think everybody who's done that, I mean, there's all these reasons why physical fitness doesn't work during the day. I mean, and it can a fair amount of time, but early in the morning, it works 100% of the time. Yeah, that's my conclusion. I'm sad to reach it too after 61 years, but, so my routine is my alarm goes off at 5. Sometimes I'm awake before that, but my alarm goes off at 5. I lay in bed for 15 minutes. I allow myself that. I get out of bed, and then I head out, and I do a little cardio interval work on a bike that my son left here. Yeah, it's an exercise bike. And what I really want to buy is one of those Peloton bikes. So if you have one, I'm curious if you like it. Every review I've seen says it's the best bike out there for that kind of work. And so last time I was at the VA, doctor asked me if I was physically active, and I said, "Yeah." He said, "You're in pretty good shape for your age." I said, "Thank you." And he said, "What do you do?" I said, "I do a combination of, you know, a walk, a run." And he said, "Stop running." I said, "What?" He said, "Stop running. Running's not good for you at your age." I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I mean, it doesn't hurt me." He said, "It will." I said, "So what should I do?" He said, "Cycle. Cycle, swim, do other things. Don't stop running." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, we do more knee replacements, more hip replacements, and you got to 61 years of age without doing that." He said, "That's pretty good, as active as you've been. You know, you're in the Marine Corps and whatnot." And he said, "Do something else." I said, "Okay." So I kind of do, I kind of don't. I still run a little bit. But then I've talked to other guys, other Marines that are older than I am. And they said, "He's right. We hold on to it because we don't want to give it up." But if I had to do it over again, there's a few things that I would incorporate more as I aged. I said, really? And this is a pretty active guy. And I said, what is that? And he said, don't say this out loud, but yoga is one of them, just for the stretching. And the other one that I would have done more of is I would have done more cycling. I said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, here's the reason. You could do, he said, you could do it, you could do cycling anywhere. Right? You have a bike. He said, the other option is swimming. Problem with swimming is you got to go to the pool all the time. So, he said, so I opted for cycling. And he said, so I got a stationary bike, a decent one, it wasn't crazy. And he said, I actually wore that thing out. And then I got stronger and I got better. And he said, it's been very, very easy on my joints, specifically my hips and my knees. So I thought that was interesting. So anyway, I've ridden most of my life. I've got a bike that I bought in 1986 that I still ride. That's right. It's an Italian bike. And so I should probably overhaul it. But so I get out of bed, and then I hop on a bike at 5:30, and I ride it. I warm up for about 10 minutes, and then I do about 20 minutes of intervals, sprinting and recovering and sprinting and recoverings. And then I do about 30 minutes of weight work after that. And then, boom, by 6:30, I hop in the shower. I come in here. By 6:30, I'm done. Now, again, that's not the way I would. But, the biggest change is I just have to go to bed at 10 o'clock. It has to be a hard time. That way I get enough sleep. And I'll wake up naturally at around 5. And I feel rested. So anyway, for those of you that, if anybody does know somebody that owns a Peloton, I'd be curious about if they like it. The reviews I was looking at them over the week. My son, he's a cheapskate, the one that just got out of the Marine Corps, number two, Patrick. Yeah, Patrick's a cheapskate, right? Right, yeah, he squeaks when he walks. So that tight son of a bitch, he texts me, hey, what do you want for Father's Day? And I said, a Peloton. And he said, this is what a good son he is. I'm not even looking at that. I'm not even looking that up. What's next? I said, really? That's how much we love our father. We're putting a price tag on it this year. So anyway, I'd like to get one of those things. They look pretty cool. And the reviews I've read said, yeah, all these bikes are good. The best one, though, without a doubt, is the Peloton. Good morning, Mac. My friend loved road biking, but it got dangerous. His wife bought him a Peloton for Christmas. He loves it, really. Some Vacaville man. So, yeah. So, anyway, I think I've headed that direction. So, God, this is like the third week I've done it. And then I built my own kind of weight rack specifically for me. So, there are certain things I want, I have an Olympic bar in my backyard. And I have like one of those balls that you can sit on and you can do core work and things like that. Well, I use that ball as a weight bench. Yes. It's weighted out to like 500 pounds, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so what I do is I'll take the bar. And I used to pop it up, and then I just get on my back on the ball, and then, you do bench, you can do incline bench. But I get tired of messing with the weights like that, right? And, honestly, you can hurt yourself flipping around like that. So I thought, I just need a rack that I could, while I'm on this ball, I'll like rotate to my butt on the ground, pop the weights off a 4x4 or something like that, and then roll back, do the exercises, roll back to my butt, put it down. So that was going to be part of it. And then I also didn't want to, when I was doing shoulder work or squatting, go from the ground up. I'd rather have it like at shoulder length. So I got, that's the second 4x4. And then I wanted to be able to do bar dips on it. And so that's a third 4x4 with a pipe running out of the backside. So I built this thing. That's right. When a nuclear blast comes to Southern California, let me tell you what's going to be standing. That weight bench. That weight bench. I haven't stabilized it completely horizontally because I want to be able to walk into it. So I'm still kind of messing with that. So I have the, kind of these temporary, yeah, I stained it, polyurethane, the whole nine yards. It looks like a custom piece of furniture. Yep. So I did that. Here's an email. Mac, if you were the president, would you use tariffs as a weapon? Yes, of course I would. Like, what am I, stupid? This is a serious question. I know you're an economics guy and you've worked in the financial world. No, I absolutely would. I mean, I love these things like, oh no, you know, it's a tax on the American people. Look, when countries don't behave responsibly, unless you want to go to war, you're limited to what you can do. The United States is famous for this bullshit of we wring our hands, we make a strongly worded statement, and people don't pay attention to us. Well, what's a good way to get somebody to pay attention to you? To do something that helps them pay attention. Oh, I have your attention now, don't I? We could have just sat down and done this as good neighbors, but see all these hundreds of thousands of people that are coming through your country to get into ours? Is there nothing you can do about that shit? Oh, it's an industry in your country. I get it. And again, you know, I get Mexico isn't the United States, right? But so the question is, would I use tariffs? I absolutely would. They are a legitimate bargaining tool in American diplomacy. So I love people that, oh, no, we shouldn't do this. Oh, it's a tax on the American people. No shit, man. It is a tax on the American people. But how much of a tax is it, and how much does that, you know? And so when we aggregate it, it sounds like, oh, you know, geez, it's, you know, avocados, the price is going to go up. Okay, then maybe I won't eat so many avocados. That's the whole point of the behavior. Well, that punishes avocado producers. That's right, it does. Sorry about that. But that's the tool. Give me another tool. I'm not going to go to war with them. So, yeah, it's a legitimate, I mean, look, it's got China's attention, doesn't it? That's all you got. That's all you got. The other thing I did is I, for whatever reason, I love working on sprinklers. Yeah, I did that over the weekend. I did that over the weekend. I worked on sprinklers. But unlike most years, I don't know if it's simply because I'm so advanced at it, or if it's just the God who governs all things, as fickle as he or she is, allowed me to win this year. So I had mowed over a couple of sprinkler heads, two in the back, one in the front. Started to replace each one of those, and then I hadn't run the sprinkler system probably since last November, and because of all the rain we've had. So because there was like gaps in the where I blasted off the heads, there was debris in the line. So I had to bleed the valves. So fired up the water, and pretty soon everything worked. Yep, I'm not even joking. Everything worked. And so it's one of my great moments of triumph when water does what it's supposed to do, and it does what I design it to do. Because normally it does not do that. And then I try to fix it, and then when I try to fix it, other bad things happen, and pretty soon I got a whole basic situation on my hand. So anyway, that's normally what happens to me. But this weekend it did not happen like that, which made me happy. So yeah, I've been doing men stuff. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing toxic masculinity stuff, building stuff, fixing sprinklers, all the things that go into toxic masculinity that, the female gender, not that they can't do it, they tend not to do for whatever reason. Like when I drive up and down the street, I don't see a lot of women working on sprinkler heads, right? Digging around the sprinkler, digging around the riser, trying to find out if it's leaking, blah, 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 blah. I don't see a lot of women doing that. Like when I drive down the street and I look into a garage, I don't see a woman, right, staining 4x4s to make a weight bench. I don't see that. Oh, Mac, I'll tell you why. Because they hire people to do that. Okay. I'm toxic masculinity. Yeah, boom. Toxic masculinity. How about that phrase? You know, why do we have to associate idiots with a gender? So, I mean, I guess if there's toxic masculinity, there has to be toxic femininity, yes? There has to be toxic anything. That would make sense to me, yes? Of course, it makes sense. So, anyway, little glimpse into my world. So, PT in the morning, okay? And I'm thinking about adding a ninth commandment. Yeah, to post-traumatic warning. I don't know why it did not occur to me, but this is a pretty basic part of the whole, it's being good at money. I don't care if you have a lot of it. I don't care if you don't have a lot of it, but get good at money. People that aren't good at money, people that don't work at it, are doomed to live a haphazard financial life, and which is fine, but here's what's not fine about it. What's not fine about it is that it causes great anxiety in life. And one of the contributing factors and a whole lot of destructive behavior is financial stress. Now, I don't know why I did not embrace that in the first go-round of commandment creating. But commandment creating is not, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in your head when you're creating commandments, as I have found. And so, but I was thinking, which I do a lot these days. So I'm thinking, why was that not part of it? Why was that not part of it? And I don't have a good reason for it. Because in any analysis of the postmortem of a suicide, right, the financial condition of whoever is scrutinized, because it's often such a integral part of somebody's mental health. So that will probably make an appearance. So I've added a goal since the commandments were first cast on paper as opposed to cast in stone there, a little play on words there for all you people that pay attention to shit like that. So since they were first cast on paper, I've added a goal, right, which is to live a disciplined life. And I will add another commandment here shortly. which is to get good at money. And whether you, again, whether you have a little or a lot is immaterial. What's most important to mental health is that you know what you have, and then you can make adjustments. You can make adjustments as you need to. Maybe one of those adjustments is going and getting a second job. I saw an article over the weekend. Somebody was trying to get rid of student debt, and she went out and she got another job. She was a brand representative. Did not require a lot of time, and she said that was part of the criteria for the job she was looking for, and that the return on her time was fairly substantial. And she was compensated at an hourly rate in excess of $20-something dollars. And so and that's how she retired a whole bunch of her student debt. So my point is, if you're cognizant and if you'll work out a little bit, and you'll see those things coming, and you're in a position to take, the appropriate action. And so it's not just right. Hope's not a COA. Hope's not a course of action. So anywho, so you'll see that coming to a theater near you. I'll do post-traumatic winning 3 times this week. So I'm excited about that. Tomorrow out in 29 Palms, first Battalion 24th Marines out at Camp Wilson again. And not at Camp Wilson, out at a forward operating base. Yeah, CLB 23, something like that, is out there. So I'll go do it for them on Wednesday. And then next week, drive over to Yuma, I think, on Monday. And do it for Marines from the 25th Marine Regiment over there. So, yeah, 2/3 of the world is covered by water. The other third, covered by Mike McNamara and post-traumatic winning. Boom, bitches. All right, so with all that said, I'm giving you a glimpse, probably more than you wanted to know, about my life and my weekend. We'll take a look at the news headlines. The other thing that's in my head is, where the fuck did this veteran victim narrative come from? You know? Where did that come from? So you mean to tell me that the same group of people that is less than the 1%, right? That group, less than 1%. They're now, when they go to get out of the military, they're now victims. What? Yeah. They're now victims. So these people that are so unique and part of this unique culture, then they flounder when they transition? Because it's so hard. I would venture to say that the transition going into is probably more difficult, also depending on which branch of the service you choose. And then leaving? All kinds of people that'll help you. But again, if you don't work at it, if you don't get smart at it, of course it's going to be, if you're just walking around being stupid, life is tough. It's tougher when you're stupid. So this whole veteran victim narrative, Jesus Christ, man. Where the fuck does that come from? Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. So these people that scale tall buildings, that deploy forever, that do all this shit, now they come home and they go back to a culture that they are familiar with. No doubt about it. They came from that culture. And it's so hard. I just watched my number 2 son do it, okay? And let me tell you, if that bozo can do it, anybody should be able to do it. But you know what he did? I will say this for him. I hope he's not listening. Right? He worked at it. He worked out a little bit. He came up with a plan. You know, he worked hard on his resume. He worked hard getting it out there. And then, you know, the advice he got was network, 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 network. So what did he do? He did that. And he wound up getting a good job. So I guess the moral of the story is if you're just going to sit on your dumb ass, and you're going to bitch about it and wait for somebody to knock on your door and give you a job, you're going to get what you get, which is nothing. But I'm just sick and tired of this whole victim, you know, this veteran victim narrative everything where you go, it's like these pathetic veterans. Wait a minute. We talk about we're part of the less than 1%. Marine Corps. Okay, if you're a Marine on active duty, you are 0.7% of 1/10 of 1%. So that is statistically zero any way you slice it, boys and girls. You are part of 0% of the population that does what does this job at any time in our history. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're just like stupid and you can't figure it out. Give me a break, man. I'm sick of that shit. Mowed over your sprinkler heads. Oofta. My rain. Okay, so my sprinkler heads, I replaced a couple. And I maybe bought some that are a little too tall, so they stick out a little bit. Oh, do you think Colleen, when she was mowing the lawn, all of a sudden they have... I look, I'm like, God damn it. Then, and then there was another one. I don't know how the other one. I think I smoked the other one. I might have smoked the other two, because she doesn't mow the lawn that much. So, yeah. Hey, it's the cost of doing business. What are they, $3? No big deal. Per my rain gauge, I got almost 4 inches of rain at my place between Friday night and about 10 p.m. on Saturday night. My yard has been sorely neglected this spring, early summer, and it needed the moisture. Dad took 2 bad tumbles in March and April and was hospitalized in early May and was never able to recover. We said our final goodbyes to him last Thursday, celebrated the wonderful man he was before we laid him to rest. The, hey, it's all you have left to do, right, is celebrate it. There is no other option, right? Because grief is, in my opinion, not bearable. All right, we'll take a break. We'll check news headlines. Grant Newsom's going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about things Chinese. So, good Monday morning to you. Hope your summer started out all right. Ours hasn't really begun yet because Colleen's still in school. That's how I'm gauging my summer now as a parent, as a young parent. So, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. If you see anybody playing the veteran victim card, just grab and say stop it. Get off your dead ass, right? Work at it a little bit. But again, if you don't like, have you saved any money for your transition? What? Do you have a plan for getting out? What? There you go. That's a, look, okay, fine. You go be a victim then. See you later. Dedicated to everybody out there who's become an Amazon slouch, okay? oh, why would I make anything? I could just get it on Amazon. Okay, because that's what men do. This is dedicated to you. That hopefully somewhere deep inside your soul, you'll look inward and you'll find a human being in there that can work with his hands or work with her hands, that can make things. And on occasion, you should do that. Now, all the other times, you can go ahead and order it from Amazon and be a loser like that. That's up to you. But on occasion, make shit, okay?
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, time to check the weather around Marine Land. How about anybody selling a used Peloton? How about that? All right, currently it is 69 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Quantico. It is 80 degrees under partly cloudy skies at Camp Lejeune. 29 Palms, sunny in 86, so that means it's going to be hot there today. Cloudy in 66 at Camp Pendleton. Clear dark 75 at Camp Smith in Hawaii. Okinawa, Japan reports clouds in 76. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it is late in the day. It is sunny and 111 degrees. That's right. But it's a dry 111, so don't worry about it. In Afghanistan, it is Helmand province type. It is clear, dark, and 94 degrees. Mac, isn't it not supposed to be dark when it's 94? You would think. But it is. That means it's really hot when the sun's out. If it's 94 when the sun's not out, what is it like when the sun's out? You don't want to know. It's hot. All right. Currently, in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 66. The wind chill sits at 66 as well. Looking for a high today of 84. How about that? Boom, summer busted out. 84 today, 83 tomorrow. As one of my kids used to say. It's tomorrow, stupid. I know, that's what I said, tomorrow. I'm like, oh my God, what would you become? And on Wednesday, 78 degrees. So summer gets going here in Southern California. Love that shit. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check a few news headlines. We're headed to, for a visit with Grant Newsham at the top of the hour. And then tomorrow you're going to hear from, you're supposed to hear, okay, I notice I couch that. You're supposed to hear from the regimental commander of the 5th Marine Regiment, George Schreffler, colonel type. He was the commanding officer of Special Purpose MAGTAF during much of 2018. And so we'll talk to him about that job, talk about him, with him about the fighting 5th Marines. I go down and speak actually on Friday to the officers of the 5th Marine Regiment about post-traumatic winning. So I'm fired up about that. Yep. So, looking forward to it. The first organization I was ever a part of was the 5th Marine Regiment of the Blue Diamond. So, Charlie Company 1-5, March or Die. We are the men of Charlie 1-5. So, it doesn't say we are the Amazon ordering jackasses of Charlie 1-5. It says we are the men of Charlie 1-5. It probably doesn't say that anymore. Anyhow, don't touch that dial. We'll check news headlines coming up next on a Monday. That's right. If you need any, here's things that I would tell you that if you need help with, I could help you with. Sprinklers. Okay. We might make a mess out of it for a while, but A, it'll be a good time. B, ultimately it will work. 2, labor coach. If you need advice as a labor coach, I'm your guy. Right. I have coached 4 kids into this planet, all successfully, I might add. Not that the doctor needed a whole lot of help from me, but labor coach, I'm really good at. And if you want to have fun building shit in your garage, I'm all about it. I like to build stuff. And I'm actually halfway decent these days, right? Measure twice, cut once. Although I screwed one of the measurements up, and I still don't really know how I did it. But I didn't screw it up that bad. It was a marginal mistake. So I was able to warn. I was able to unscrew my mistake. It wasn't catastrophic. So, with that said, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines. Grant Newsom's going to join us in about 13 and 5 is 18 minutes. So don't touch that dial. He's always interesting, and I'm sure he will be that today. And again, hopefully, if everything works out with his schedule, George Schreffler, who a good friend of mine, Chris Bronzy, thinks George Schreffler is like the greatest human being on the planet. That's right. Bronzy does. I'm like, oh, my God, Bronzy, knock it off. And then my kids think Bronzy's the greatest guy ever on the planet. And then I met a guy out at Camp Wilson, one of Bronzy's, you know, Chris Bronzy was the battalion commander of 1-4. And this Marine served under him in 1-4. And he was worshiping at the, I'm like, all right, stop it. I get enough of this crap from my kids. That's right, Joker 6. I do not worship at the altar. He's a friend. I cannot. All right, more of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. Of this heartbreak, I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream, yeah.
Somebody sent me an email. Hey, Mac, what's the origin of Father's Day? Good question. The celebration was brought by the Spanish and the Portuguese to Latin America, where March 19th is still often used for. Though in many countries in Europe and the Americas have adopted the U.S. date, which is the third Sunday of June. I didn't know that. I mean, like, when's Father's Day? I don't know. It's like the first part of June? First half of June? I want to know, did Father's Day come before Mother's Day? Did they happen simultaneously? A customary day of celebration for fatherhood in Catholic Europe is known to date back to the Middle Ages. It is observed on March 19th. As the Feast of St. Joseph, who is referred to as the Fatherly Nutritor Domini, Nourisher of Our Lord, in Catholicism, and the Purative Father of Jesus in Southern European tradition. The celebration was brought to the Americas by the Spanish and the Portuguese, and blah, blah, blah. Father's Day was not celebrated in the United States outside of Catholic traditions until the 20th century. As a civic celebration in the U.S., yes, some merchant decided, oh, hey, we could make money off this. As a civic celebration in the U.S., it was inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day by celebrating fathers and male parenting. After Anna Jarvis's successful promotion of Mother's Day in Grafton, West Virginia. There's a picture of Grafton, West Virginia. The first observance of Father's Day was held on July 5th, 1908 in Fairmont, West Virginia. When was Mother's Day established? Now I got to look up Anna Jarvis. Was the founder of Mother's Day in the United States. Jarvis led the movement for the commemoration. She died in a sanitarium. Her medical bills paid by the people in the floral and greeting card industry. Wow, that didn't work out well, did it? It did not. On May 10, 1908, 3 years after her mother's death, Jarvis led a memorial ceremony to honor her mother and all mothers at Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church. Today, the International Mother's Day in Grafton, West Virginia, marking the first official observance of Mother's Day, May 10th. The International Mother's Day Shrine has been designated a National Historic Landmark. There it is, right there. Holy shit, it's a building. So that happens on May 10th, so the same year Father's Day gets going? Exactly. The first observance of Father's Day was held July 5th, 1908. Gotta be kidding me. Hey. They have it. May and July of 1908. All right. Yeah, so that's when it was. So we weren't at normal. I thought there would be years before Father's Day would be recognized after Mother's Day. All right, let me get to the news. Team recovers remains of U.S. aviators killed in a minor collision off of Japan. This is an important story because one of the issues relative to that collision was the fact that there were members of the air crew of the C-130 whose bodies were never recovered. Salvagers have recovered human remains from the area of the Philippine Sea where two U.S. military aircraft crashed on December 6, 3MEF said in a statement today. Five crew members of a KC-130J tanker and the pilot of an FA-18 Hornet were killed in a minor collision during the nighttime training off Japan's southern coast. And we've talked about that incident before, the unique nature of it, the fact that in my lifetime, neither I nor my peers can remember it happening. They can remember other incidents that involving midair refueling, but never where the tanking aircraft and the refueling aircraft collided. The Hornet's weapons officer was the sole survivor of the crash. A search by U.S. and Japanese forces for the lost aviators spanned 35,000 square nautical miles was called off on December 11th. At this time, the number and identity of those recovered is not known, the statement said. The remains will be transferred to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where formal identification will be made by competent medical authorities. A salvage operation related to the crash, which began May 27th, concluded Friday after recovering the remains, as well as the KC-130J's cockpit voice recorder and digital flight recorder, 3MEF said in the statement. The devices recovered from the tanker are being delivered to the Naval Air Systems Command at Patuxent River, Pax River as it's known, for analysis to assist in the ongoing investigation. So again, that's a huge step in finding out exactly what happened. Yeah, that's brutal. Number two, HBO film crew hoped to film at a base in Italy, then the Army saw the script. Sorry about that. Here's another, there's a stupid story about the head of the Naval War College and his margarita machine. Did you hear about that? That's just stupid. So I wouldn't even dignify that. I mean, honestly, there's that shit every day. You know, it's almost like clickbait, crazy stories. A top Iranian diplomat warned U.S. it cannot expect to stay safe. What does that mean? Iran's foreign minister warned the U.S. on Monday that it cannot expect to stay safe after launching what he described as an economic war against Tehran, taking a hard-line stance amid a visit to Germany's top diplomat seeking to defuse tensions. A stern-faced Mohammad Javad Zarif offered a series of threats over the ongoing tensions gripping the Persian Gulf. The crisis takes root in President Donald Trump's decision over a year ago to withdraw America from Iran's nuclear from the Iranian nuclear deal with world powers. Trump also reinstated tough sanctions on Iran, targeting its oil sector. Mr. Trump himself has announced that the U.S. has launched an economic war against Iran. The only solution for reducing tensions in this region is stopping that economic war. Zarif also warned, whoever starts a war with us will not be the one who finishes it. For his part, the German foreign minister, Heiko Maas, insisted his country and other European nations want to try to find a way to salvage the nuclear deal. Right. Just get on your knees to Iran. That's, you can have any deal you want. Just get on your knees and accept their terms. Quote, we won't be able to do miracles, he said, but we are trying as best we can to prevent its failure. When asked about threats Iran has made against Germany, the German foreign minister said the following, Israel's right to exist is part of Germany's founding principle and is completely non-negotiable, Maas said. It is a result of our history and it's irrevocable and doesn't just change because I am currently here in Tehran. Zarif grew visibly angry, offering a list of Mideast problems ranging from Al-Qaeda to the bombing of the Yemeni civilians he blamed on the U.S. and his allies, namely Saudi Arabia. If one seeks to talk about instability in the region, those are the other parties who should be held responsible, Zarif said. Zarif's sharp tone likely comes from Iran's growing frustration with Europe, as well as the ever-tightening American sanctions targeting its country. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the interesting story. And again, the, you know, using economic sanctions, you want to call that war? I don't care what you call it. But, I mean, it's like using tariffs. Is that okay? Marine Corps Times. ISIS expands in Afghanistan, threatening the West. That's a story that you'll see multiple outlets have. Navy judge late last week decided not to dismiss the war crimes trial with Chief Edward Gallagher, right, saying that the replacement of the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor, addressed the issues relative to his misconduct. But beyond that, the case would stand on its own merits. There's a colonel who's made news in the Marine Corps. Colonel, here's a headline. Colonel calls suicide shameful, cites godless age, and calls on Marines to read some scripture. In an email sent to his staff, which was obtained by Marine Corps Times, Colonel Dom Ford, the commander of Marine Corps Communications and Electronics School at 29 Palms, California, called on Marines to read some scripture to boost their religious and spiritual wellness and help combat the suicide epidemic. Quote, suicide is a shameful act, period. Getting help is not, Ford wrote to Marines under his command. Life isn't fair, and every day won't be rainbows and sunshine. The colonel explained in the email that increased mental health issues may be a byproduct of a godless age amid a rapid cultural and technological shift that has resulted in less spiritually fit population. To address the problem, Ford says people should spend less time in front of screens, put down their smartphones, send flowers instead of an emoji, go out more, attend a religious service more than once, and read scripture. The colonel wrote in the email that he was echoing the sentiments of the commandant, what the commandant wrote in his wellness message. But he may have taken it too far. So, he's making news. Now, I mean, and the question is, you know, people say, well, is he going to be relieved? You know, is he going to be relieved? Well, who knows? Probably. That's what we do now. Early bird, top five stories. One, this soldier is about to be the Iraq War's first living Medal of Honor recipient. His name is Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. And it's going to come out of the Battle of Fallujah in 2004 from United States Army. Number two, Navy judge won't dismiss civil war crimes case but sanctions prosecution. Number three, Turkish suppliers to be eliminated from the F-35 program in 2020. Yeah, we booted the Turkish pilots out or told them that they would be leaving the country soon, and now their suppliers are going to be out. So, number four, Marine colonel calls suicide shameful, cites godless age. We just talked about that. Five, both Russia and the U.S. point fingers after warships almost collide. If you watch that videotape, you know, the Russians are idiots. You know, they're lying idiots. And so I don't even know that I should waste my breath on them. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Grant Newsham is going to join us here on a Monday as we kick off the second full week in June. So don't touch that dial. More Ballmarine Radio coming up next.